contested one. Vice President Henry Wallace urged the United States to instead usher in what he called the century of the common man. Wallace, whom realists dismissed as a dreamer and a visionary, laid out a blueprint for a world of science and technology-based abundance, a world banning colonialism and economic exploitation, a world of peace and shared prosperity. Unfortunately, the post-war world has conformed much more closely to Luce's imperial vision than Wallace's progressive one. More recently, in 1997, a new generation of proponents of U.S. global supremacy, who would go on to constitute the neoconservative brain trust of the disastrous George W. Bush presidency, called for the establishment of a new American century. It was a perspective that gained many adherents in the earlier years of the 21st century, before the calamitous consequences of the United States' latest wars became widely recognized. The United States run as global hegemon, the most powerful and dominant nation the world has ever seen, has been marked by proud achievements and terrible disappointments. It is the latter, the darker side of U.S. history, that we explore in the following pages. We don't try to tell all of U.S. history